Well, folks, thanks for being with us. Joel Rollins for Rave, back with another of our Infocom 14 previews. And with me today is Cy Bates of Anchor Audio. Cy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I was telling Cy just a few minutes ago, folks, that I have been an Anchor dealer for a very, very long time. And Cy, I know your products for two things. One is indestructibility, and the other is extreme ease of use. And I imagine that those kind of things are going to stay true of Anchor for this year at Infocom, aren't they?
That's correct. Two of our biggest things that we try to make for all our products is simplicity and reliability. And the big thing that we're coming out this year is adding Bluetooth to some of our big units.
Now, that's fascinating. I mean, one of the things that I've always loved about Anchor is that I could give an Anchor system to someone who was going to operate it without a technician. And they were actually easy enough to understand that people could do that. Is Bluetooth going to be a complication here?
No, that's one of the reasons why we went with Bluetooth. It's because it's also very simple and reliable. It's on pretty much every cell phone now and on a lot of devices such as headphones, mice, keyboards, that sort of thing. So it really matched with kind of our concept of all of our products of being simple and reliable. And it's really the way that we set it up, we try to make it as simple for the user.
So what kind of products are you going to be putting Bluetooth on?
Our four big ones, the Beacon, Liberty, Megavox, and Go-Getter, are the ones we're going to start off with this year. And we might bring some more out later, but we'll see how this goes.
Tell me a little about your Bluetooth implementation.
The interface is really only a knob, an LED, and a button. And we try to make it so that anyone who's not even used Bluetooth before could use it really easily. And the connection, one of the things that we added is a memory connection. So once they connect one time, they don't have to ever connect again, as long as the Bluetooth is on their phone.
What about an organization where lots and lots of people use them?
The users can hold up to 10 people. So once the 11th person goes on, then the last person bumps off. We find that we've never ran into a situation in the market where there'd be more than 10 users for one device. We figured that would definitely cover that.
Sure, and it sounds like the process wouldn't really require any management either.
No, not at all. We try to keep it as user-friendly as possible.
You see, I'm familiar with Bluetooth on things like my computer and my iPad and my car system and all of that. And all of that requires a relatively complex pairing sequence where I have to enter a code number on the device and all. How does something with just a button and a knob handle that?
The knob turns it on, and the light indicates and a noise indicates that it's being turned on, and then just by pushing the button, goes into pairing mode, and that's when it appears on your phone. And then from there, you just select it on your phone when you see it, and you're connected.
So it's an open pairing.
Correct.
Oh, that sounds great.
We also allow the option, because of the auto-connect feature, if there are more users in the same vicinity and it accidentally auto-connects, we do have a disable function with the button as well to allow us to disconnect from auto-connect.
Oh, that sounds great. So once, if they were accidentally paired with someone who had used it before, they press a button and it unpairs them?
Correct. Yeah, just in case we're in that environment where there's more than one user that had previously connected to that same device.
Now, I'm familiar going way back with Liberty for mid-range systems, and having Bluetooth on them seems to me like it would be a great idea. I mean, I can also, as I'm sitting here as an ex-staging manager, I'm also thinking of applications I could use them for remote monitoring and things like that. Tell me a little about the other products, again, that are going to have Bluetooth on them this year.
So the Beacon is our line array system. The Megavox is our public address system, and the Go-Getter is the smaller version of the Liberty. And all those also include the option of wireless mics, so this would be like an add-on to go on top of that.
Now, one of the things that I've always loved about your products has been the rather indestructible, I think they're polymer exteriors, is that correct?
Yeah, they vary in the specific material type, but they're either polycarbonate, polypropylene, or polyethylene.
I've stood on your speakers to reach things and had no problem. Are the new products going to be the same kind of construction?
Absolutely, yeah. Actually, the design, the casings have all been the same for years now. We'd still do the same drop test that we've always had, where we'll build the unit and then we'll drop it 10 plus feet just to see how it'll respond. So we definitely put it through the test.
Are all the products shipping at Infocom, or is there going to be some kind of a staggered shipment?
No, they will be shipping at Infocom.
Great. And will they be in use?
Yes, absolutely.
So I can stop by and see one.
We started building June 1st, and we've already gotten a few orders.
What's the range going to be like on your Bluetooth?
That's one thing that it separates us from other competitors and Bluetooth in general, is our range is consistently 100 feet, possibly more depending on the environment. And for those that are familiar with Bluetooth, usually you get a maximum of 30 feet.
Sure. Would that be affected by the device type that was doing the transmitting? Or is that across the board?
Depending on the phone, we use a Class 1 Bluetooth for our systems. And if the user has a Class 1 Bluetooth in their phones as well, that's where you'll get the maximum distance. Some phones use Class 2, but you'll still get a longer distance than if it was a Class 2, Class 2 connection.
So I could get 100 feet with my iPhone.
Yeah, we actually use the iPhone specifically in most of our tests. We could get longer than 100 feet, but 100 feet was very consistent in all our tests.
Wow. That's great. That is significantly beyond what I expect from most Bluetooth systems.
And that's probably why most systems don't have longer than 30 feet. It's because of their application. Anything longer is unnecessary. But for our market, you know, if someone wanted to play music or, you know, some sort of recording of some sort, you know, it allows them to be truly portable and actually walk pretty far away from the system but still play it consistently.
So all this stuff is going to be in use in the Anchor booth, and I can stop by and see it. Do you know what the booth number is?
C9721.
Oh, C as in cat. C9721. Folks, that location will be posted right next to this podcast, as will a link to Anchor's website for those of you who want to explore a little bit more before you go to the show. And for the large number of people we have coming that have not attended an Infocom before, and this is, I'm not a Rave employee, I'm a volunteer, but let me tell you, you really should stop by and see Anchor if you haven't seen them before, simply because their products are exactly what I said, indestructible and easy to use. Is there anything else, Sai, that you want to tell us about Infocom this year?
No, I'm just looking forward to it. It'll be my first Infocom with Anchor Audio, so it should be pretty exciting.
You'll actually meet a really interesting following there. Like I said, you've been a favorite of rentals for a long time, and I can't think of any group of people who will abuse a product more.
We look forward to that.
All right. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime.